How did these two guys turn a hot sauce company started in their grandma's kitchen into a multi-million dollar international super company? We're going to talk to Drew Davis and Josh Wagner today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. My name is Evan Rosenblum, along with the co-founders of Clean Logic and the Inspiration Foundation, Isaac Shapiro and Mike Gesser. Drew Davis, he's the guy who created Crippling Company, Crippling Hot Sauce. He's awesome. And today we have his partner, Josh Wagner, also first cousin. And we're going to find out how they grew this this company from his mom's kitchen with $3,000 that he saved up from Christmas presents and birthday presents, and grew this into a multi-million dollar international brand, which is an unbelievable story. And to hear more about it, we got Drew and Josh Wagner on the show. What's going on?
Drew, welcome to Driven by Purpose.
Just in case everybody needs a reminder, Drew is a social media star, one of my favorite people on social media. I love him because one of my all-time favorite bits on social media is you confronting people who park in handicapped spots, because that is something that I do in real life. And I love seeing you do it on social media. But also, in all seriousness, you are so much different from every other social media influencer that is in the disability advocacy space, because there's so much, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way to other people, because everybody serves a purpose and does what they feel is right in their heart. You are just so authentic and in your face and raw and real, and you talk about things in a way that just connects with me and people in our community in a way that I just feel like is just no nonsense, no BS. It's just authentic and real. And I appreciate you for that so much. And I think that the numbers and just the community that you've built attest that and just proves that you're doing it in a way that matters. And in our last show, we talked about the fact that commercials and fancy advertising in the traditional way, the models that have worked in the past, that's in the past. And now people support the creators and stories. And the fact that you've put yourself out there, people are supporting you and your story and your journey and this amazing product. Also, it helps to have a great product. But the fact that you've put yourself out there, people are supporting you and your company in a big way. So congratulations to you and the company that you've built. It's an amazing story. A person that you've had by your side this entire way is your first cousin, correct?
Second cousins don't count.
That's right.
Second cousins don't count. Josh Wagner. Josh Wagner was there when this whole thing started. And we are honored to have you on the show, Josh. Welcome to Driven by Purpose, man.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Happy to be here.
So Isaac,
I do this like by myself. So this is an interesting change.
Yeah. Well, Isaac, this is the first time we've had two guests on as well at the same time. So this is all new for us. So
guys, yeah. Isaac has been practicing doing Josh's intro for the last like 3 days. So we're going to let him, we're going to let Isaac set up. Josh, go for it, Isaac.
Took Josh 3 days to say his intro.
Yeah. So it's a little nervous. All right. So I'm playing Evan's role right now, but want to meet Josh. I think just really great. In terms of where we met Josh, he's, you know, one of the youngest executives that was at Anheuser-Busch, built out a lot of their AI and digital, went out and started a partnership with his friend. How am I doing, guys? I'm moving along.
You're doing great, Isaac. Keep it up.
Thank
you. Don't mess it up.
And really what I find Josh, and as we met through the social media world and watching Josh start to just show up in my social media feed, he really is this social media superpower. And when you hear the things, you know, Drew's already done over 1 billion views, you know, so Josh, I would love for you to tell us a little bit about why you are this social media superpower and how this is really tied in from what you've done, graduating, going in from Anheuser-Busch, you know, to your own business, to finding purpose in what you're doing. Because I see a lot of what you're putting out on social media is really driving purpose. And that's what this show is all about, is when you find purpose, you can do things that are unthinkable, and would love for you to take it from here.
Sure. Well, the best way to be a good coach is to have really good players. So I've been lucky to have the last guy I worked with was a creative genius, and he, everyone wanted to work with him collaboratively. So we grew to 30 million on social and billions of views. So I learned a lot through that experience on some of the growth hacks maybe, and then how to do collaborations in an impactful way. And then how do you tie in brands, you know, that can then amplify and then also underwrite a lot of the expenses that go into growth on social. So it was a good ride, and you know, we had a good outcome with exit to Pepsi. The band broke up, and right as we were breaking up is when Drew said, "Hey, I want to do this hot sauce thing," and it started right where he's at right now in the kitchen, grandma's kitchen. And my little brother did all the artwork and branding. And then, you know, the whole family was chopping peppers and selling it at farmers markets. And it really was just like a, you know, a cute little project. Like, oh, go Drew. And then
that's cute, Drew. I like it. Cute. I like that he put that into you and cute. I like it.
It was cute. Drew was his growth the last 4 years is insane. But everyone thinks there's this magic formula in social media, and there's not. There's a simple formula, and a lot of it is, you know, frequency and volume, and then iterating different styles, different types, different series to figure out what works and how your audience responds, and then double, triple, quadruple down on what works. And so Drew posted, I think, for, I don't know, 18 months and had about 200 followers. And I said, brother, just trust me. Just keep firing bullets. And then one day, I think it was March 2 years ago, one hit like 5 million. And then it's just been a crazy ride since then.
Yeah, I mean, the interest, what I tell people is that social media is a living, breathing laboratory, right? I mean, it's like people are so afraid. They feel like they make one piece of content and this is like, this is the make or break piece of content. And what I put out there, this is my only shot. And it's like, no, man, you have unlimited bullets. Like you said, like you can just keep doing it. And to your credit, like the fact that you just keep putting it out there, what was the 5 million piece of content, by the way? I'm curious.
It was the original. I actually edited that one myself. That's the one. It's like crappy looking, but it's the, my original news story of, at the time, it was like 50,000 bottles sold later. Can I get my project regraded? No, just that simple text on screen. And yeah. I think the funny thing is the week before I posted that, Josh goes, trust me, bro, there's going to be a time where you post a video, gets 5 million views, and then you're off to the races. And then I think the week after I had that. And that's what kind of... that's when I kind of got hooked and got more into it. And then over this past year, have really stepped more into that role and learning how to be a social media like personality. And
that's around really the time that I discovered you was that content.
And just at a high level, like it's the greatest time ever to be an entrepreneur.
I agree.
Right? Because 10 years ago, when I started my career, the Drew Davis story never happens. Social was not really a big thing. E-commerce was in really early stages. Like Drew's got no shot, but how cool that a social media can now level the playing field where a kid from a town of 1,000 people with $3,000 can build a $1 million business. That never would have happened in the history of the world. So there are certainly fallacies to social media, but that is like the cool part of it is leveraging the tool for distribution.
Now, Josh, talk to me real quick. I want to just continue on this story, Evan. So real quick. So if you now, you know, you've just done this thing, Pepsi, you exited out. Now you said this is cutesy thing. Where were you being like, this is a business? Because I've seen stuff you posted on LinkedIn. You talk about this moment that you got purpose in your life. So talk to, where did that hit? Was that earlier on or right when you started or when you're like, hey, we need to get out of this cutesy phase and like really be billions, because you guys have already hit over a billion views. Like, people don't talk about that. So, like, where did all this fire start to hit after you're exiting out of Pepsi or this whole deal with Pepsi?
Well, I did just post. I actually found it. It was a doc from 2017, so almost 10 years ago. I wrote out my vision on a piece of paper. I found it in my desk last week, and it said on there that my vision for the future was to create basically a fund to find underdog entrepreneurs and support them with money, resources, and operating help so that they could go chase their dreams. And so I've done this stuff for fun on the side, and then doing it with Drew, who's family and already has so much purpose tied into it. Man, it was like just so much alignment. And now with the Limitless Foundation, me and Drew are going out to find underdog entrepreneurs who have a dream they're chasing. And, you know, we talked to a guy yesterday who, he's a blind soccer player. And for the first 8 years of his life, he was not blind. And so, you know, helping this guy on his football career as a blind soccer player, and they're on a mission, a purpose-driven mission to break barriers for the disabled community. So that was like the first moment when I kind of wrote that out. I'm a huge Tony Robbins guy. And so I really believe my number one need is contribution. That is what lights me up and gives me so much joy. I had a foundation in New York, and we gave gifts and meals to kids in Thanksgiving and Christmas. So anyways, Isaac, the second part of your question there was like, when did I think it was going to go from cutesy to real thing? I told Drew, and I wish I had the text still, maybe Drew does. I think I told you the first week, this can be $100 million company. And that probably sounded insane at the time. And I also posted on my own story, like the first month, if we sell 100 bottles today, I'll swim across the lake. It was 10 degrees out. And so I remember thinking, man, if we sold 100 bottles, it would be really crazy. But like, I really did believe, like, Drew has the talent, the personality, the drive. He thinks differently. Like, you know, our brains are very similar, and he's down to, you know, withstand the pain that an entrepreneur has to take every day. So I believed in it from the start. It's just really hard, as we probably all know, those first 2 or 3 years to hit a breakthrough moment where you think, oh, maybe this can actually be real.
I have a question for both you guys, because, you know, we've only just met today. I've followed you, Drew, obviously, but like, the impression I get from both of you guys is, tell me I can't do something, I'm going to show you how I can do it. And when it comes to, you know, the success that you guys have had and where you guys are at now, I imagine that the world is your oyster. There's a lot of opportunities for you guys to take on as you guys are growing and people are approaching you now. How do you guys stay focused on what you guys want to accomplish with so many opportunities? I guess what I'm trying to say in a wordy way is, how do you stay focused on not biting off more than you can chew right now in this pivotal time where you guys are growing? And this is like such an important time in the growth and development of your company. How do you not take on too much?
I'll start, and then Drew, you can echo me. We're kind of like pinning it to three pillars. It's content, commerce, and cause. And so how do we tie those three things together in our strategy? And so if we're doing, a new flavor, pickle flavor is coming soon. How do we tie that in with content? And then how do we attach a cause to it? If it's going to be for the summertime and we're doing maple bourbon, a new flavor, maybe it's tied in with America and like the Freedom 250 America. And then we do a disabled veteran is the cause for that one. So like tying this thing in. And as I was saying to Isaac yesterday, is social media is gone. It's now interest media. And so different interests and niches is how your content then gets distributed. Yeah. And so if we're able to diversify in the people that we are marketing to and building content towards, then we're going to reach more people and tap into more audiences. So that's kind of, it's that three pillar: content, commerce, and cause. Drew?
Yeah, I'm going to echo that. And what I would say is, we have three pillars, obviously a lot going on, but we just always figure out a way to tie in everything we're doing, like, and make sure we're like being super intentional with, you know, like Josh said, what flavor we're dropping that supports the Limitless Foundation and what piece of content we can put out on social. So really doing these things doesn't take any extra time. It just takes efficiency. If anything, I think having, you know, three pillars has really helped us like really stay efficient and be like, what can we do with the time we have?
Yeah.
That's like, smart. That's kind of how I look at it.
And clearly Isaac's figured out the secret too, but I don't think we were planning on this. But the foundation component has opened up so many new doors for us. And so, for example, we did a deal with Formula E and Google, and they're our partners on a big project this year. That never would have happened if we were a hot sauce company only. We're doing a deal with the NFL.
Amazing.
Cool thing. Amazing. That Drew's going to be part of. Amazing. And like, that's something a hot sauce company would pay millions, yeah, if not tens of millions for. And so, Drew being the unique and hilarious talent that he is, combined with the cause philanthropy side of this, it really becomes the sphere, the tip of the spear, and then the product follows that, as you know, in a way, as the Trojan
Can
horse.
Can I add a little bit more here, Evan? Because I want to keep this flow of what I think is amazing is their sales is only e-commerce, and we had a tipping point, you know, connecting with Josh and Drew is our Dining in the Dark in Bentonville, right? So I was like, God, where are these guys at a store? So when I connected with Josh, this guy's the typical emerging brand story where we look at Mike and I, we were Gen Xers. We had to put on a backpack and go door to door and knock on people and sell a product. You're actually creating the content. You're actually doing why big brands won, because they were creating the content. They had the money to do that. Us, when we were young, we didn't have that social media. We really had to go and we like prayed that it would sell off the shelf,
yeah,
and do that. So I think what's amazing is you're doing social. What is your strategy as we met, you know, in person at the Dining in the Dark event in Bentonville? We had an opportunity to meet and connect you with the right people at Walmart. Hopefully there's some opportunity for you guys. But what's your retail strategy? How are you bringing that together? Because what I think is amazing is this is all retail success. All e-commerce. You haven't even touched the retail side. So how are you going to bring that together in your ecosystem when you guys are content creators and now you got to go out and carry backpacks and actually call in the retail?
Luckily, I spent some time in the retail trenches, so I know how hard it is and how much hustle it takes. But I think what I said the other day, said to a few people recently, is just marketing now is omni-channel, right? It's this, and sales is omni-channel. So the stuff that you're doing online is top of funnel. It's a way to generate awareness of the brand and build community, which is Drew is so good. People in the comments, people DMing, really has built like a strong, loyal following. And so as we think about retail, it's just being really strategic and methodical with picking the right partners in the right stores at the right time, because Drew's 20 years old. And so we're in no rush. I think we'd be happy doing this for another 10, 15, 20 years. Hopefully we make a few bucks before then. But I think we're in no rush. And I think where a lot of CPG brands get in over their head, and I think the fail rate's probably north of 95%, is because people get excited about getting doors. And as you guys know really well, it's all about velocity. So the strategy is for retail is just let's pick the right partners. And then Drew is live streaming every day, and he's got thousands, tens of thousands of people hopping in. So if we do omni-channel marketing the right way, we have email, SMS, ads, organic content, live streaming. It's a massive way for us to generate demand and bring our community. And then they go to the store and there's already people there. And then the big move we just made was to do the new branding, brand transformation, we're calling it, which will allow us, we hope, to live on its own. Meaning you don't need to know Drew or know the story or purpose. You might just be able to now see it and say, hey, that looks delicious. I'd like to grab some for my meal. And then maybe you discover Drew in the story after you buy it. So it's just a flywheel, right? Because all those touch points create network effect growth.
We are running out of time, but I have one last question for you. I could ask you guys a million questions, and trust me, I want to, because there's so much to ask you guys and talk about. But the last question that I'll ask you guys is for our listeners who, you know, we have a nice little community of people who are connected to purpose and you know, what we've learned is people who are thinking about starting a company or starting a business or doing something, making a move in their lives, geared towards something that strikes them with a purposeful connection to it. What would you say to somebody who's thinking about that right now, who's thinking about starting a business connected to some kind of, you know, philanthropic piece? What would your advice be to somebody like that right now? Both of you guys, Drew and Josh. And Drew, if you want to start.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like the most, like, your life, in my opinion, is all about meeting. And I feel like for most people in the startup world, when I talk to them and they exit it, like, cool, they made a lot of money, but then they struggle to find the meaning part of it. So I feel like starting a brand with a purpose not only has the ability to support a fantastic cause and make a lot of money, but it gives you a sense of purpose to wake up every day and fight for something you believe in strongly. And I feel like it's just like, I feel like in life, whether you're disabled or able-bodied, the number one thing we are always chasing, whether you see it or not, is purpose. Like, that's why people are you know, miserable at their corporate jobs or X, Y, or Z. It's because they don't feel like they're close to the mission. They don't feel purpose. So if you can create something that you genuinely believe in with a mission behind it that you're willing to die for every day, you have an infinite more chance of success versus just an AI startup that has a chance of making $1 billion.
I agree. Yeah. Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I've said, like, I'll tell people what makes your heart sing, you know, like what gives you the warm feeling that lasts more than like a flash in a pan. Cause Drew just said it, if you exit a business or win the championship or win a gold medal, that feeling might last for like a day. And then it's like, what's next? So I think we're just so fired up. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day, like genuinely stoked for the day. I think feeling. I get a little sad on Saturday that we have to take a break because I'm like, man, it's amazing. Like we get to work with our family and with, you know, people that we enjoy being around. We get to, you know, go, you know, do something new every day. Like the spice of life is important, I think. And then we get to hopefully help change some, and if not many, people's lives. And I think, I can make $0 for the next 100 years doing this. But if I got to the deathbed and I look back, I said, well, I think that was a life worth living. You know, I'd much rather do that path than have $1 billion sitting in my coffin that I can't do anything with.
Cool. I love it.
I think we're another spokesperson for our Driven by Purpose. And I think why, you know, when people think about our podcast, it's not just about, hey, we're featuring great purpose-driven people, especially from the disability community. We're really trying to inspire purpose. Like you said, Drew, so many people at their corporate jobs or just any other job, they just go in, they clock in, they can't wait to get out. Yeah. But we've watched it at our company, people that had that same feeling. When you have purpose, it really changes. So we just want to promote the continued support around why this show is so important, because purpose can do so much for our society. So, Evan.
Hey, I want to add one more thing.
I think, Drew, what you said about purpose, and Josh, you said something earlier, when you have that purpose and you keep going, Josh, you said, just keep firing bullets. Because yep. if you keep firing bullets, that's how you're gonna accomplish what you want. You're going to get it out there. So I thought those few words very well said.
All right. That's going to do it for us here at Driven by Purpose. Thank you, Drew Davis and Josh Wagner. I appreciate it. We appreciate you. Remember, if you want to keep supporting the show, like the show, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Like, subscribe, comment. We'll respond to you. Criticisms. We'll comment back to you. Whatever you want. Tell us about the hot sauce.
Well, Evan, where can they find the hot sauce?
Yes, I was going to say real quick. Josh, Drew, tell us where to give us all the plugs. Quick.
Hotsauces.com. Crippling Drew to follow along on all the funny bits that Evan was talking about. And tune into my TikTok live streams daily to make fun of me and maybe get roasted back.
Yeah. Love true. It. My grandfather was roasted by Don Rickles once and wore that like a badge of honor for like his entire life. Loved it. It's an honor. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it and hope to have you guys on again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Josh.
See you guys next time.
See ya.